President Bush this morning is set to announce new regulations aimed at a top domestic priority, lowering prescription drug costs. Senior White House officials said last night that the regulations would make it more difficult for brand-name drug makers to exploit loopholes in a 1984 law. Those loopholes have allowed them to delay the marketing of cheaper generic copies. Joining me now is NPR's Julie Robner. Good morning.
Good morning.
What exactly is the administration going to propose?
Well, these are actually new regulations by the Food and Drug Administration, and they're going to implement recommendations that were actually made by the Federal Trade Commission last summer. The biggest change will be to limit the ability of brand name drug makers to delay generic competition, to delay generic drugs from getting to market by imposing what they call 30-month stays. When a generic drug maker applies to copy a brand name drug, the brand name drug maker can automatically stop that for 30 months at a time. In recent years, we've seen brand name drug makers stop it repeatedly for 30 months at a time. That delays generic drugs sometimes for several years. The other big change will revise the way brand name drug makers file patents on their drugs. Sometimes they file patents later on after the drug has been approved on things like the color of the pill or how the pill is scored. That has also, the FTC found, delayed generic drugs from getting to market.
So this is a good deal for consumers.
Well, the White House said last night that it would, that speeding generics to market would save consumers $3 billion a year by having more competition. Generally, generic drugs cost considerably less, and usually when generic drugs come on the market, the cost of the brand name drug drops also. So not only would consumers save money, but everyone who buys prescription drugs, employers, the federal government, the state governments, everybody would share in these savings by getting more generics to market quicker.
Didn't the Senate pass this?
Yes, the Senate passed a similar bill by a strong bipartisan vote of 78 to 21 last summer. The administration, interestingly enough, opposed that bill vehemently, as did the brand name drug industry. Now, to be fair, that bill had a lot of provisions that these regulations won't. It went further in many ways. The administration and the brand name drug industry argued that the bill would have actually deterred brand name drug makers from investing in research to find new drugs.
And the president is acting now because?
Well, conveniently enough, Congress left town last week without having acted on the prescription drug issue. The Senate, as I mentioned, passed this generic drug bill. The House actually passed a Medicare prescription drug benefit, but the Senate was unable to agree on a Medicare prescription drug benefit. The House declined to take up this generic bill. What this does is it gives the president a chance to say that he's done something on prescription drugs when Congress couldn't, and perhaps give Republicans a boost in the elections coming up in 2 weeks.
How Democrats feel about that?
Well, they're not very happy, to say the least. The few Democrats that I could reach last night wanted to see the details of this. They're a little bit uncertain. The sponsor of the Senate bill, New York Democrat Charles Schumer, called it a possible election day conversion on the president's part, but they're not really sure what it is. Democrats certainly, though, won't be very happy about the president trying to steal thunder on one of the few issues where they clearly have the majority of voters with them.
How much of the prescription drug problem would this solve?
Well, not very much. This would certainly help a little bit, but drug prices continue to rise rapidly. Drug spending continues to rise rapidly. There are still a third of 40 million Medicare beneficiaries who don't have any prescription drug coverage, and 41 million Americans with no insurance, which means that they have no prescription drug coverage either.
NPR's Julie Robner.